Hi, my name is Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. In this lesson, I want to show you how to build the most simple Visual Basic application possible, a Hello World application. It'll simply display the message Hello World into a Windows console window. I'm actually going to do this application twice. The first time, I'm only going to use Notepad and the Visual Basic command line compiler, and then I'm going to start over. I'm going to show you how much easier it is to use an integrated development environment, or rather an IDE like Visual Basic Express Edition or Visual Studio. You'll quickly see why you'll want to use an IDE for software development. For now, just try to follow along and don't worry if something doesn't make sense immediately. Over the course of the next lessons, we're going to dissect this example and explain every line of code that we wrote and why we did it. So again, the goal here is to create a simple Windows console application that prints Hello World to the screen using nothing but Windows Notepad and the Visual Basic command line compiler. And I'm going to assume that you already have the most recent version of Visual Basic Express Edition or Visual Studio or the .NET Framework SDK installed, and that you're asking yourself the question, what's next? So the first thing that I want to do is set up the folder structure. I'm going to go to the Windows Explorer and navigate to the computer, to the C hard drive. I'm going to right click and select New Folder. And here I'm just going to create a folder called Hello World. The next thing that I'm going to want to do is launch Notepad, and I'll just get to it easily by typing in the search. And here what I want to type is module one, and then at the very end I'm going to type in n module. I'm going to move back in this space that I've created and use the tab key to create sub main, open and close parentheses, and then I'm going to go to a few lines down and tab over and type in n sub. Now between these two lines of code, I'm going to tab over and write console dot write, capital L for line, open and close parentheses, and between the parentheses I'm going to type in two double quotes, and then type in the word hello world. I'll go to the next line, tab, and type in console dot read line. Alright, so take a minute and look over here. I'm just removing some of the empty spaces. It should be exactly the way that you see it here if you're following along at home. Even the capitalization matters. Notice the use of periods, quotation marks, and opening and closing parentheses. Also notice that you cannot type this on the same lines of code, so you cannot try this. It will not work correctly if you do, okay? For now, just make sure everything is exactly the way that you see it in your copy of Notepad. I can't emphasize this enough, that beginners often miss the importance of exactness whenever they're writing code. Human readers are more forgiving than the code compiler, okay? So the next thing that we want to do is save this to the new directory that we created previously. So I'm going to go File, Save As. I'm going to find on my computer local disk C, the Hello World folder that I created earlier, and make sure that I'm in local disk Hello World. Here I'm going to remove everything from the file name and call this Hello World, no spaces, .vb. I'm going to change the save as type from .txt to all files, and then I'm going to click save. Now just to validate that I did this correctly, I'm going to go back into Windows Explorer and go into the Hello World folder and make sure that I have a file called helloworld.vb. You can see that it even recognizes it as a Visual Basic source file. Awesome. All right, so the next step then is to open up the Windows command line. And to do that, I'm going to go to the start bar and type in cmd, and I should see it come up in the search results. I'm going to right click, not left click. Right click and run as administrator. This is an important step. The user account control settings will ask, are you sure you want to run this as administrator or run the following, make changes to the computer? Yes, definitely want to do that. All right, so now I'm going to use some DOS commands to navigate to the appropriate folder that contains the command line compiler. So I'm going to start by typing cd dot dot to get out of the system32 folder. Next, I want to go to cd microsoft.net to get into the microsoft.net subfolder, cd framework to get into the framework subdirectory, and then I'm going to type in dir to get a directory. Now you'll see here that there are a number of files, and I have it sorted so that folders appear at the very bottom. What we want to do is find the folder that has the largest version number. So here's v1.0, 1.1, 2.0, 3.0, 3.5. Here's the one I want. On my computer, it's v4.0. You might have a higher number. Whatever the highest number is, use that. So I'm going to type that in, cd space, v4.0.30319. And again, your results might be different from mine, so type in whatever you see as your highest version number and click enter to enter that subdirectory. All right, so the next thing that I want to do, and we can just get a directory here and see how many files are in that folder, quite a few. I want one file in particular called VBC. I'm going to just type that and hit return. You can see that it gives me some information displayed on screen as I scroll up. And what this is the Visual Basic compiler, and it lists by default all the options that I can type in to turn my source code into a .exe, an executable application. So here's what I need to do. I'm going to type in on the command prompt, VBC space slash out colon C colon slash hello world folder slash hello world dot exe space, and then I'm going to give it the source file, so c colon slash hello world slash hello world dot vb. Now I'm going to check it to make sure that I spelled everything correctly. Looks like I did, so I'm going to hit the return key on my keyboard. And you can see now the compiler goes to work and doesn't return any error messages. If I look into the Hello World subfolder of the C drive, you can see now I have a new file, an application that appears called Hello World. So if I were to double click this application, you can see that it indeed displays the word Hello World, or the words Hello World, in a Windows console application. If I hit the return key on my keyboard once again, the console window disappears. Now, if you ran into problems, it's probably one of three reasons. Either A, there's a problem with the source code that you wrote. Double check, did you write the Visual Basic code exactly as I typed it in? And by exactly, I mean exactly, down to the capitalization, the line breaks, even spaces and punctuation. Or B, there's a problem with that long command that we typed in, this VBC slash out colon C colon slash so on. Are you sure that you typed it in exactly the way that you see it here? Pause the video if you need to make sure that you got it exactly. Or C, you might have a permissions problem. Even though you're working as an administrator in that window, there might be some special security setting that's unique to your computer. Take a few moments and investigate what permissions haven't been applied to the .NET Framework subfolder. You shouldn't have a problem with that. If you're running as an administrator, that should not be the issue. But here's one clue. Read the error messages that you see on screen carefully. It'll probably give you some clue as to which of the three issues, A, B, or C, that might be the culprit. You may even want to search online using the phrases from the error message to find someone else who reported the problem and somebody who was nice enough to help them figure out what the problem was, and you can benefit from that as well. So, and I want to make this very clear to you. Don't get stuck at this step. If it doesn't work for you, don't worry. This is not crucial. The fact that you can't get it to work easily is exactly the point that I wanted to make in this lesson. There's an easier way to do this, so keep watching this video. With rare exception, do programmers build or code in Notepad and then compile their applications at the command line in the C# compiler, there is an easier way. So let's go ahead and talk about what that easier way is. Okay, so the point of this lesson is that you don't need to use a integrated development environment like Visual Studio or Visual Basic Express Edition. You could do all your work in Notepad and use the command line compiler, but let me show you how easy it is now to create the same application using a modern integrated development environment with emphasis on the integrated part, because we don't need to open a bunch of different windows and create a bunch of directories, use these cryptic DOS commands and more. It can all be accomplished along as a lot of other amenities using a single tool like Visual Basic Express Edition. Okay, so I'm going to shut down all these windows. And I want to open up Visual Basic Express Edition. And I'm going to go to the File, New Project window, which will open up the New Project dialog. I'm going to make sure under Install Templates to make sure Visual Basic is selected. This is especially important if you're using Visual Studio. I'm going to make sure that Console Application is selected in the middle pane. And then here I want to type in the words "Hello World," all one word, and click OK. Now I'm going to position my mouse cursor between the sub main and the end sub and make a little room for myself here by using the return key or the enter key on the keyboard. I'm going to type in the following: console, and notice that you get this little window or a couple of windows that pop open while you're typing. Try to ignore these for now. They actually serve a very important purpose, but they can be a little distracting as you're getting started. So let's just ignore these for the moment. We'll come back to them a little bit later and show you how useful they actually are. So I'm going to type in console, then the period, then right line, open and close parentheses, and between there I'm going to use two quotation marks and then "Hello World." And then I'm going to go to the next line and type in console dot read line. And then I'm clean up some extra lines of code that I don't need, these blank spaces. Next, I'll select the Save All button on the toolbar. This will open up the Save Project dialog. I'm going to leave all of the default options enabled and click the Save button. Next, I'm going to run the application by selecting the little green arrow, Start Debugging on the toolbar. And when I do that, notice that I get the exact same result that I got previously. "Hello World" displayed in a console window. Awesome. But let's assume for a moment that you didn't get the result that I got on screen, that you got instead this little message box that says there were build errors. Would you like to continue and run from the last successful build? In this case, select the No button. And what I want to do is just talk about a few things that you could have potentially done incorrectly that would have caused you to see that. That lets you know that the compiler could not successfully compile your application and execute it. And there could be a number of reasons why, and there are usually clues to the reason why in this little error list window that pops open automatically whenever you have errors in compilation in your application. You can also see that the code may have some underlining that would help draw your attention to the fact that this doesn't seem to be quite right. As you can see here, in this case, you can see that there is a declaration expected. Now, that's not a very helpful word, but if you see that error, the possibility here is that you put the code in the wrong place. Highlight the code with your mouse, hit Control X on your keyboard to cut it, and Control V to paste it in. Make sure that all the code that you write for now is between the sub main and the end sub lines of code, like you see it here. The other possibility, if you see this message, is because you did not use the double quotation marks. You can see some cryptic messages like "Hello is not declared. It may be inaccessible due to its protection level." And that might be, what in the world are you talking about? But the cause of this is because it's not treating those words "Hello World" properly as a literal string of characters as opposed to variable. And we'll talk about those a little bit later. However, by wrapping the "Hello World" in double quotes, that should resolve the problem. It's also possible that you mistyped either the word console, right line, or read line. When this happens, you'll see something to the effect that the word console, and you can see I'm missing the O, is not declared. It might be inaccessible due to its protection level. So again, just to make sure, you should see that the words are highlighted correctly in a, by default, a light blue font. The IDE will use color coding to help you see the purpose for certain keywords. You can see there's a darker royal blue color, a lighter aqua blue color, a red color, and so on to indicate types of code that you write. And this, again, is to give you a visual way of seeing that what you've written is correct. You may be missing a closing parenthesis. In general, if you open something, you should also close it whenever you're coding. So you can see here we're beginning a submain and ending a submain. We're beginning a parenthesis, we're ending a parenthesis. We're beginning a double quote, we're ending a double quote. Usually, whenever we're working with these type of concepts, you'll forget a quote or something, and it's very difficult to locate the issue had it not been for the help of the error list, pointing you into the right direction of the things at least you should be inspecting within your code. Sometimes if you see an error, it might be due to something in the previous line of code, and so that should give you a clue to also look at the lines of code that surround the specific issue that you're having. Assuming you got this to work, you're well on your way to building applications. Hopefully, you can easily see the value of using an integrated development environment like Visual Basic Express Edition or Visual Studio to build applications. The IDE manages the files that are required to write applications. It provides pop-up windows while you're coding to help prompt you on what you should be typing next. It gives you feedback on what you typed incorrectly and a whole lot more. So let's take a moment and recap what it was that we learned in this lesson. First of all, we started by building a simple Visual Basic application with nothing but the Windows Notepad and the command line version of the Visual Basic compiler. Now, while it's possible to do this, it's certainly not a pleasurable experience. And this should reinforce why you need to use an IDE like Visual Basic Express Edition or Visual Studio. Secondly, writing Visual Basic code is an exercise in preciseness. Now, fortunately, you probably found this while you were typing. The IDE will help you write code correctly by capitalizing things, by removing spaces where they don't belong in the case of Visual Basic. At least it will show you where you went wrong, okay? And then third, regardless of whether you use the command line version or the IDE version, your Visual Basic code gets compiled into an executable application with the file extension of .exe. In .NET terminology, this is called a .NET assembly, and there are different types of .NET assemblies you can create for various scenarios. And I'll explain more about code compilation and how the .NET assembly works under the hood to give you more insight to the inner workings of your applications a little bit later. So in the next lesson, we're going to focus on the syntax of Visual Basic, looking at the code that you just wrote. If preciseness is required, then you're going to need some explanation as to what all those little words and punctuation symbols and so on actually mean. It's easy once you get a few of the basics under your belt, I assure you. Okay, so we'll see you in the next video. Thank you.